You talked about Barnsley being a very good side, David, but you can have few complaints about the outcome today.
Yeah, I thought today, the first 30 minutes, I thought we were fine, and then we give a very cheap goal away, and disappointing. A ball goes to the back post, and Adam Chixon's standing square on, and the guy gets above him and gets a free header. So then the second goal, I just think Richard Donald's got to do better for it. He's near post, he gets a hand to it, and but we huffed and puffed today. But I said at half time, we should begin here with a clean sheet, should be 0-0. And as you say, second half is just, I just thought it was a non-entity for us, and disappointed. But I says to players that we go again, these games aren't going to defy us. These games are, Barnsley are a very good team. You can see they're going to be in the top two, I think. And disappointing with performance, but as I said, we take it in the chin and we move on.
But you said they were a very good side, but we would have to be at our best to get something today, and we were way below that, weren't we?
Yeah, of course. I just thought we were for the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I thought we kept the ball well, our shape was well. I don't think they get through us, and then, as I say, once we conceded the goal, and then we don't go away, Jack doesn't go away running for the first goal, and it says that's disappointing for me. But second goal, I think Richard's got to do better for it. And as I say, after that, I just thought the longer the game went, we'd huffed and puffed second half, didn't really create any chances. But as I say, these games are not going to defy where we are, but it's disappointing because I thought we could at least get a point today.
Do you take some responsibility, change the team a little bit today in the formation, move Caddis out there and put the new guy in? He did all right, to be fair, but did you get the tactics right today? Are you disappointed with that it didn't work?
No, I think tactics stops you defending. They didn't create a chance for half an hour, then we switch off. It's not about tactics or players, whatever. You've got Paddy O'Connor who came in, Hope Backpant's not fit, so he's just coming back. If Hope would have played today, they'd have probably lost him for another 3 weeks. So it was important that Paul Caddis has played in there before. I thought Paul was doing a good job, and then I said I just changed it to try and see it through to half time, and then at half time we had to get another strike on the pitch, and that's the only reason I went back to a four. And obviously I took young Paddy off because I had to
obvious choice really, wasn't
it? Yeah, of course it is, but I thought he'd done well, and he won a few headers, he was good in the ball, he defended properly. But I said, you come to a team that's full of confidence, a team that's been playing together for the last 2 years, and you can tell that with they played, but they weren't as fluent as they've been. And I said, and every chance they did have came from a mistake from us.
Just a lack of quality today. I mean, we've been scoring goals for fun, haven't we? Didn't have a single shot on target.
Yeah, of course it was. I think it's difficult when you've got Jack Payne, David Ball, who are your most creative players, and it's hard work for them because they're asking to play. But as I said, we need to try and get some players in now and make sure that we can complement these players that we have. And it's always difficult. It's always difficult when you come here, but you got to look at Barnsley. They've got a great home record. We should have came, but I thought we could have done more in the game, but we didn't. And as I say, the game was 2-0 over at half time, and then, as I said, once Adam Chixon was sent off, they score a goal which came from another mistake from us.
Bit of a kick in the teeth, the red card. What did you make? It looked a little bit harsh because he was trying to get out of the way.
Yeah, the saving. When a defender's always facing his own goal and you've got somebody chasing you down, it's one of these things now. It's harsh. Do you know what I mean? It's outside the box. If it's inside the box, it's a yellow card and a penalty. So it's hard for him, but as I say, it's one of these things now. We just need to move on very quickly, get the players back in on Monday and go again for the next home against Southend.
Might be an area you're going to look at, because obviously trying to bring a few in, is the left back area something you're looking at?
Well, as I say, it's still Conor Wood here, so he's been patient, he's been playing, Adam's been playing in front of him, and now, as I say, Woody's got a chance to come into the team now. I think, don't know how many games he'll miss, Adam, whether it's two or it's three for that, so yeah. It's difficult. We're low in numbers, and we need to make sure that we try and get players in and make sure that hopefully this week we'll try and add one or two.
Good to have Jack Payne here, and we're still sort of up in the air waiting to see what happens there. But Lewis O'Brien, he's going to stay as far as you're aware, and David Ball?
Yeah, well, I think the cut-off date's Tuesday for everybody, so hopefully when we get to Tuesday, everybody's still here. I said I'm disappointed because we had a magnificent following down here today again. But as I say, some of these games when you're playing teams who are at the top of the league, the top of their game, but it wasn't a 3-0 sounds like a very... as if you were here and they kept a lot of the ball. I thought, yeah, we didn't have shots on target, but as I said, we need to make sure we do better, because if we get at half time 0-0, as I said, you can hopefully hang on for a point.
bigger wave following as well. Everybody's disappointed, but they've had plenty to cheer about. So as far as you're concerned, it's just about getting the players back in. The break almost feels like it's sort of hampered momentum, even though they needed the rest, David.
Yeah, I think everybody can look at it both ways. You can have the players in for 2 weeks and still get beat. It's one of these things when you miss a game and you've not played. I think it showed today. I thought the first 15, 20 minutes we kept the ball well, we done well. And after that, as I say, once they scored the first goal and then scored the second goal so quickly after it, then I think some of the players' heads went down, and it makes it very difficult in the game.
Well, appreciate your honesty today. Yeah, it wasn't to be. Thank you, David.
No,
David
Hopkin
joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Paul, a different sort of position for you today, but a very different performance from City. We're not at it today, that's for sure.
No, I'll be honest. The better team won the game today. It pains me to say it. I know it's a local derby, but listen, every season right now, Wales Football Club isn't defined on Barnsley away. Our games are teams closer to us. Obviously, next week's a bigger game for us, but we weren't like the races today.
I mean, they're a very good side, but we just didn't hit top gear at all at any point today. Why was that? Was it down to them being much better than us, or did we not just quite get it? We started brightly enough,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, we started the game all right. We got a couple of balls in behind. We looked a little bit dangerous, but I think sometimes you've just got to hold your hands up and say the opposition were better than us, to be honest. I'm honest enough to say that. They were better than us all over the pitch, myself included. And the better team won on the day.
Do they feel like a good side to play against? Because obviously we've been dominating teams.
Yes, listen, this is a tough place to come. I don't think they've been beat at home.
20-odd games, I think.
Yeah, so there you go. It shows you how tough a place it is to come. But as I touched on again there, our season's not defined on Barnsley away, Sunderland away, games like that. That doesn't mean I'm putting it out there and saying we're passing these games by. We've still got fight for every point, but it's when the team's closer to us, the games become bigger for us.
Obviously you got asked to do a job today. You've been playing brilliantly well at right back. Did you enjoy it in midfield? It was a bit of a toil for you at times because their movement's brilliant.
Yeah, it was tough to be honest, especially second half. Obviously the manager tried to put some more forward players on.
We're taking risks, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, and at times I was in there on my own with two midfielders. But listen, that's fine. I accept that. We'll try to get back in the game, and I've got no problems with that whatsoever. But it was a tough game to play in there. But listen, I've done it before, and I'm sure I'll probably do it again at some time.
Yeah, and we've just had the break as well, and people say, well, you know, we've lost a little bit of momentum, but did we need that break as a player who's come in and played a lot of games? Do you feel that it will benefit us going forward?
Yeah, it probably came at a good time. We had a lot of games in a short space of time. I think we started to tire a little bit in some games, but we've done a lot of fitness work. Training's been hard. I know it's easy for people to say we got a couple of days off over those days, but training's been tough on a daily basis, so I think we did earn that. But at the same time, we're in a sticky situation. We're still in the bottom four. We've done absolutely nothing now. All we've done is give ourselves a chance, and we've just got to keep building the momentum, get back on in the training field, get working hard again, which I'm sure we will, and go again next week.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of a shock, doesn't it? Because we didn't have a single shot on target. When you look at how many goals we've been scoring, that is an incredible statistic today.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is, but I think you've just got to give credit to the opposition. They nullified us very well. I just don't think we're at the races today. I couldn't really put my finger on it, but except to say that they were better than us.
How does Saddam Chickson feel in the dressing room? Looked a little bit harsh because he was trying to get out of the way and gets the red card out. How's he a bit down?
If Chicks goes and just stops dead, then the boy gets through and scores and he looks silly. But it's that new rule now, isn't it? If he's in the box, he gets a yellow card, because he's out the box, it's a red now. So
it's interesting to see if had he scored, whether or not the referee would have given him the red.
Exactly, I know it's just those new rules now. There's nothing you can do about it. I don't know how many games he gets or whatever. I'm not sure if it's a 3-game or not, but Chicks will come back. He's a strong lad.
Yeah, and we've got to bounce back as well, because as you say, it was always a tall order here, but we've been playing well, and we've got Southend next week to get back on it.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, one game's not going to put us down, do you know what I mean? Every player individual knows that we weren't at the races today, we weren't good enough, but we know that in the last 7-8 games that we've been at the top of our game, and that's a bare minimum for this football club, I think. Working hard, pressing high up the pitch, and if we get back to that, then I'm pretty sure we'll be all right. But it's easier said than done. We've got to do it on the pitch.
Yeah, you've been here a couple of months as well. Fitness levels have gone up. You're enjoying your time despite the blip today.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I'm enjoying getting back playing games again. It's a fantastic football club. I love being here. I enjoy working for the manager. It's a massive club. Listen, Huddersfield are in the Premier League, and sometimes they don't get 20,000 fans at home, do you know what I mean? So it's a huge football club, but I think it's about time that the players and the people behind the scenes repay the support here.
Yeah, and would you like to stay longer if that's on offer, Paul?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I'm loving my time here. I'm enjoying working with the manager, but listen, I'm not silly. I'm not selfish enough to start asking questions about my future. This club's more important, and it's more important that we get out the bottom four, get safe, and then I'll look at my situation from there.
Yeah, okay, appreciate your honesty. Well done today.
Cheers.
It's a tough afternoon for you in there.
No, thank you.
Top man, Paul Caddis, joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.